pause for a moment. Think back. Where have you spent the most time in your life? Your hometown, a childhood house, a school campus, a park? We can develop attachments to the places we go and the places where memories are made, which is why you might be wishing you could visit somewhere right now or maybe smile when you think of a past vacation. So we're wondering what those happy places are from you. Give us a call at 800-642-1234. Are there places you feel like are part of your identity that you've got strong memories or attachments to? 800-642-1234 is the number to call now, or you can comment on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Susan Clayton is Whitmore Williams Professor of Psychology and Chair of Environmental Studies at the College of Worcester in Ohio. Susan, thanks for joining us to talk about this.
Oh, hi, Kelly. Thanks for inviting me.
Certainly. Is this something we kind of just imagine in our heads, or is there really something to this feeling that we have toward a place that we just like to go?
Absolutely. I think most of us form strong connections to some, at least one place in our lives. And there's some research that suggests, in fact, those feelings of attachment to place can actually make you more resilient.
Why might that be, that feeling like you belong or that some place is part of who you are can make you more resilient?
Well, I think you really hit the nail on the head by talking about the connection to identity. We really, you know, we're very visual people. So when we think about who we are, we think about our memories. Those memories are located in particular places. And so having that sort of sense of continuity with those places creates a kind of a security for us. It's an external reminder of who we are and just a sense that, well, that place that I had those experiences persist.
Certainly, it could be to many different places that we make connections. But I think one that seems most obvious is hometowns, where we grew up, even if it was good or bad. There's just something about the role that that place plays in our identities. Why is that?
Well, it's partly just the longevity. Of course, the more time you spend in a place, the more time you have to develop those memories. And in a hometown, hopefully for most of us, there were positive experiences and significant emotional connections to people. So our connection to place can still be affected by the interactions with other people we had in those places.
No, you're just fine. But I just heard you say that. And I thought, so the place is one thing. And it's also all of the connections that we've made there and the experiences that we've had there. So it's physical, but it's also the time we've spent.
It's also time and it's also social. The two things are not separate. Our social interactions take place in physical places.
So what about things like restaurants, bars, salons, or shopping spots? I mean, can we develop attachments to places like those that don't have the obvious nostalgia of the hometown?
Yeah, absolutely. I was actually just talking to my son last night about a bar I remembered from graduate school where I would go regularly with my friends and feeling that nostalgia towards that particular bar, which had, you know, cheap beer and free food at happy hour. So it was perfect for graduate students.
So we kind of weave them together and they become part of our story.
Exactly. So that bar was significant to me because that was such a specific time in my life. You know, the years I spent in graduate school, that specific circle of friends. And so the bar kind of, it almost sums up some of the things I did during that time in graduate school.
We're talking with Susan Clayton, who is Whitmore Williams Professor of Psychology and Chair of Environmental Studies at the College of Worcester in Ohio. And we're talking about how we can become attached and connected to places, not just people or things, but to places. And we're going all over the place while talking about this, but we're stuck at home right now, a lot of us are. And that means that we've got big events that we're having to celebrate right here. We're talking about, you know, birthdays or a couple of holidays will be in this, you know, self-quarantine. Is there something particularly special about the places we go for those significant events?
I think it varies, but for a lot of people, there are definitely places they like to return to. especially to link to a specific event, could it, you know, an anniversary or a birthday or a holiday of some sort. So I know that there are many people who are feeling sad that they can't do their traditional activities to commemorate those events. I've been, you know, reading posts on social media about people who say always go to a particular restaurant for an anniversary and aren't able to do it this year.
Sure. Well, and then we look at the summer, and even as our social distancing continues, even if we aren't restricted from doing that, we're looking at things like state fairs, 4th of July, festivals, concerts that are not happening anymore. There are lots of memories there. Is there something like really particular about those once a year places that you do return to? Like, why does that matter differently than, say, you know, the park that we like to frequent?
Well, I think a lot of us have this sort of internalized calendar, and it's kind of it makes life more interesting rather than just every day being another day one after the other. We mark the year to ourselves, and that's why we have, you know, holidays and anniversaries. And to link those things to particular places helps to mark those, you know, distinctive events in the calendar year.
Oh, sure. Right. I love that idea that it just kind of it helps us keep time moving. It helps ground us in those moments. We have Joe from Jefferson who'd like to join our conversation. Hi, Joe.
Hi, guys. Great topic. I seems like over 50, I've noticed the past couple years, every so often throughout the day, sometimes several times, I'll just suddenly envision like a mental picture of a place, either where I grew up or it's got to be from a while back, and I'm just thinking about this spot, like if I just want to go there, even if it's the intersection, where usually there's something a little more to it, like a park, and it just pops up in my head, and I'm just wondering, since you have a psychologist here, maybe she can analyze that for me.
Joe, thanks for that. Joe's reaching back and remembering these places. Susan, what do you think? Pretty common?
Yes, absolutely, and I can say that it happens more. It seems to happen more often to me as well as I get older. I think what is probably the case, according to people who specialize this, is that we have seen something or maybe heard something that reminded us of that particular place in a way that we weren't necessarily conscious of. So maybe it was even, you know, the shape of a particular bush or the smell of suntan lotion. And suddenly this memory of being in a particular place sort of seems like it pops into our head without prompting, but there probably was some kind of prompt there.
And Joe also mentioned he feels like sometimes he just wants to go there. There's that yearning of, wow, I'd like to be back in that place. Why might we have that feeling that, gosh, if I could right now, I'd be right there?
Well, I think right now, a lot of us just want to be any place else than stuck in our home. So there's that.
Right.
Hopefully when we have these memories, they're probably memories of positive experiences, and there's a sense that the experience and the emotion associated with that experience is somehow linked to the place. So we think if we went back to that place, we would recapture that emotion. And, you know, I think that doesn't always happen. And there's lots of I think, literature surrounding that idea that sometimes when we go back to a place, we do not recapture the emotion that we expected to get there.
Yeah, we've been talking a lot about places, you know, bars, homes. What about those green spaces, state parks, trail systems, backyards? What in particular about the outside environment should we think about when it comes to these feelings of being attached?
Oh, gosh, there's so much to be said about that. One thing is when you ask people as adults what special places they remember, these sort of outdoor places are disproportionately represented. So I think, you know, for many people, that time spent in outdoor settings really had that emotional resonance. And one of the reasons I think those places are so important to us is that it's just calming and relaxing to be out in nature. But also a lot of people report that they go out into these natural settings for self-reflection. So surprisingly, being outdoors actually is an opportunity for us to get more in touch with ourselves and our own sort of goals and values.
And when you go to one of those places, maybe it's not something you're digging up from the past. Maybe it is one of the places that makes you feel good now and you feel attached to it. What should we do there? What should we think about while we're there when we recognize that, this place is special for me?
Well, I think one thing that nature does really well is it encourages us to pay attention, and in important ways, because, you know, right now I'm in a room, I'm talking to you via my computer. So I'm kind of tuning out my environment, and I'm only using the one sense of, you know, of what I can hear. And in a lot of our daily lives, even before the pandemic, that's true. We tend to not use all of our senses. But when we're out in a natural environment, it tends to encourage us to use more sensory channels, if you will. So we don't only look at it, we smell it, we feel the breeze, we can hear, you know, the bird song or whatever. So I think nature just kind of grabs our attention and kind of forces us to pay attention to things that sometimes we just ignore.
Susan, thank you for speaking with us today. Susan Clayton is Whitmore Williams Professor of Psychology and Chair of Environmental Studies at the College of Worcester in Ohio. We've been talking about place attachment, why we have feelings toward a place, and how places are part of our identities.